Good evening. Welcome to the 6 to Midnight Lounge. Your host, Tony, and my other half, Junior Valbuena. Junior? What's up, man? How are you?
What's going on?
The Halloween show!
Welcome. Welcome to the Halloween show.
If I was a gay vampire, would I say, instead of, I want to suck your blood, if I was a gay vampire, we're like, I want to suck your cock! Ha, 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 ha! Which I'm not gay. Not gay. But if I was, if I was.
Not even a little bit?
No. I love my wife, and I pound her as much as possible as I can.
I love vagina. I love vagina.
Same here. You know, so funny, I was like, we're doing the Halloween show, and I always have to watch Scream in Spanish, like at least the first 6 minutes of it, because remember we were talking about that the other time? And it just always cracks me up how they dub it in Spanish, and it's like, hello,
hello,
¿quién es? And then she's like, Drew Barrymore, who's ever speaking for her in Spanish, is hilarious. It's like, ¿qué estás haciendo? Yo estoy haciendo popcorn.
Ay, te gusta popcorn.
Está así. ¿Qué estás haciendo? Voy a mirar a scary movie. I forgot how she said scary movie in Spanish.
Yeah. ¿Te gusta los scary movies?
Sí. And it's just fucking hilarious. Because in the part when he's all, in the English part, when she's all saying, like threatening him, like, I have a fucking boyfriend who's on the football team, and he's going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
But do you remember Scary Movie? The funny one, when it's Carmen Electra, and she's all saying, like, I have a boyfriend who's going to kick your ass, and he's black. And it's like, remember back in the day, Carmen Electra dated Dennis Rodman, but she also dated Prince. So when she turns on the fucking lights in the outside, and it's Prince like tied up, going, "Help!" I was, because every time I think about that part of Scream, and then in Spanish, and then I think about Scary Movie, it's just hilarious.
Yes. Is it Scary Movie, the one with the Wayans brothers, also like number 3 or 4 and shit?
I forgot because they just became stupid.
They did. They did, because there's one that you see like the stairs inside the haunted house, mm-hmm. and then a basketball drops, and then one of the Wayans brothers starts playing basketball, and you can hear them with the sneakers screeching.
Yeah, that was a Nike commercial.
Yeah, and then there's a guy in a wheelchair bouncing the basketball. Mm-hmm. That one was funny. That's the funniest one from all of them.
Yeah. But like, it's Halloween time, it's like there's scary movies, there's horror movies, there's funny scary movies,
Right.
And I pulled up right now, I did a Google search, top 100 whatever scary movies of all time. And I'm looking at it right now, it's like I'm not into scary movies. They say the number one on the list, because they compiled, votes and all that stuff. The number one scary movie they say of all time, on IMDb is The Exorcist.
The first one, not the one that just came out.
No, this is the 1973 one. Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that movie.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've never seen it fully, sat down. And then they say number 2 is Hereditary.
Oh, really? Yeah. No.
Not into shit like that.
I think the last time I've seen horror movies was before my kids were born. And that was it. Like, I don't see shit like that because I'm just a big chicken.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything that fucks with my mind, I try not to watch. No, fuck that shit.
And especially if it's like ghosts or demon shit. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm good. Because that shit does exist.
I totally forgot. Like, what when we did our top 10 scary movies, none of the ones that I remember are in this top 10.
Oh, really? No, what? You have an IBD, you said, or IMDb?
I have IMDb up right now, and you want to hear the top 10?
Yeah, let's hear the top 10. Go from 10, go down.
Oh, 10, that 10 down?
Yeah.
Okay, 10 down, okay. They say at number 10, Friday the 13th, part 2.
Okay.
And I think this is the one when, I think this is the one when they actually had a Jason, you know, in the movie, you know, playing the serial killer. Because in the first one that I remember, it was his mom that was doing all the killing.
I've never even seen any of those.
I seen the first one, you know, and I seen some of the other ones, but not fully. But I think the second part is the one where there's actually a Jason, you know, killing, mm-hmm. because I think he saw the mother get decapitated. Yeah, spoiler, yeah. Spoiler alert, you know.
Okay.
And the I think that's what it is. Or maybe it's the remake that they did a couple years ago. But that's what I remember. But number 10 is Friday the 13th, part 2. Number 9 is Evil Dead from 2013.
Okay.
You want me to tell you like the synopsis on it real quick?
Evil Dead is really a scary movie. Is that like a cult classic, right?
I don't know. This one came out in 2013. Isn't there like any like older ones?
Oh, dude, I don't fucking know.
Well, they say five friends head to a remote cabin. Where
you know what you're not thinking about is when you said Evil Dead, is that one with the dude with the chainsaw? But isn't that's called something else? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, it's awesome.
It's like a classic, and they have T-shirts and fucking.
Yeah, no, it's like Ash versus Evil Dead or something like that. That's, yes, that's like I think those are like the sequels to it. I think it's Evil Dead.
Oh, okay. But
the synopsis for that one is five friends head to a remote cabin where the discovery of a book of dead leads them to unwittingly summon up demons living in the nearby woods. Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, yes. No, I'm good for that.
And then number 8, never heard of this one. Tight. From 2011. And it says you wake after day to the comfort and security of your home, but how safe is it really? And it says it's a crime, horror, drama. Okay, that's number 8.
Okay,
next one. At number 7, Get Out.
Okay, I've seen that one. That's, I don't think that's a scary movie. I think that's more like a thriller.
A young African-American visits his white girlfriend's parents for the weekend where his simmering uneasiness about their reception of him eventually reaches to a boiling point. Well, isn't that every black man's, you know, fucking like story when he meets the fucking white girlfriend's parents? Isn't it? And I'm just saying not black man, but I'm just saying like any ethnic black or brown man who dates a woman outside of his race that's, let's just say, white or Asian, you know?
Right.
Isn't that
just like that Jonah Hill movie where he's trying to marry the black girl and Eddie Murphy's hard time. Same shit.
Yeah, same shit. But this one, I've always wanted to watch this, but I never have.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe next year. Okay, at number 6, High Tension, 2003. Best friends, never heard of it. Best friends Marie and Alexia decide to spend a quiet weekend at Alexia's parents' secluded farmhouse. But on the night of their arrival, the girls' idiotically getaway turns into an endless night of horror.
Yeah, no. Okay. That just sounds like Friday the 13th.
Yeah. So basically, like two white girls, you know. Yeah, here's some creepy shit. Instead of getting into the fucking car, leaving the place, they go to the abandoned barn with nothing but like chainsaws and hooks all over it. Yeah, good place to hide.
Let's not run to the running car. Run to the barn instead.
Yeah. At number 5, The Babadook.
What?
The Babadook, 2014.
What the fuck is that? Is that about a dog?
No, it says a single mother and her child fall into a deep well of paranoia when an eerie children's book titled Mr. Babadook manifests in their home.
I think you're trying to say Marmaduke, the big red dog or something.
It's the Babadook. And it's a horror mystery. That's rated number 5. I've heard of it, but like I said, I don't like freaky shit.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's like a cult classic. At number 4, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Number 1? Is that number 1 or what number?
Number 1, 1974. That's the first one. Five friends head out to rural Texas to visit the grave of a grandfather. On the way, they stumble across what appears to be a deserted house, only to discover something sinister within, something armed with a chainsaw.
Yeah, that's why you're not supposed to go to fucking people's houses that you don't know.
Yeah, like, okay, like, if I'm right, like, that's why we see, like, the times when we've driven to Vegas and it's right in the middle of the desert and you see little shacks right there in the middle of fucking nowhere. If my car fucking just decided to clunk out on us in the middle of there, am I going in there? No. I'm fucking walking in the fucking hot ass fucking heat. It's like common sense. I've seen scary movies, don't like them, but that's one thing you don't do.
Right?
And at number 3, The Witch, 2015. A family in 1630s New England is torn apart by the forces of witchcraft, black magic, and possession. Oh, this is that movie about the fucking goat, that black goat or something.
The black goat?
Yeah, it's a goat. Whatever. I never seen it. I think my sister saw it one time, and she told me it was stupid.
I thought that was an autobiography of my ex-wife Pig Faces, my mother. I thought that was my mother-in-law's movie. Never mind.
Where were you in 2015?
Yeah, no, free. Married? I was free.
Okay, you're free. So they made a movie then. They made a movie about her, I guess. Okay, and then like I said, a grieving family is haunted by tragic and disturbing occurrences.
You said was The Exorcist.
Yeah, number 1 is The Exorcist.
See, where's The Shining?
Yeah,
let me see. I like The Shining.
Let me look. Okay, number 11. I won't get into details, but number 11, Midsommar. Suspiria is the next one. Good Night, Mommy's number 13. Never heard of that one.
Yeah, see.
Okay, let me see. Where's like the ones, like the classic ones that scare the shit out of me? Let me see if I find any ones that. Psycho. Psycho's number 16. Okay.
And that's Psycho the original?
Is that Psycho the original?
I've never even seen that one.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it. The Shining's number 19.
19? Wow. That's crazy.
19. Yeah.
All right. So I have a list from Rotten Tomato. Okay. And some of these I've never even heard of. Okay. So 10 is Sick. That's played only on Peacock. Okay. I'm not going to do the synopsis on it. I'll just go through the titles.
Okay.
Number 9, and that one's called The Blackening. That one I heard. And it's funny because their pitch title is We Can't All Die First, and it's a bunch of black people.
Oh, I've heard of that. That's a comedy.
That's what they have as number 9.
That's a comedy horror.
So then, number 8 is Totally Killer. Never heard of it.
Okay.
Brooklyn 45 is number 7. I think that's a comedy too.
Okay.
The Influencer is number 6. 5 is Megan. I've heard of that one. I would not watch that shit. That's a fucking doll.
Oh yeah, that's I don't like doll movies.
Number 4, Talk to Me. Number 3, Attachment. Okay. This one fucking made me laugh. Number 2, Huesera. Huesera is the bone woman. So, bone woman, is she boning you or is she having sex with you? What are we doing here? Or is she massaging you? That's number 2. And then number 1 is When Evil Lurks. What the fuck? I've never even heard of that one.
Is that for this year?
Yeah. And this one, this is best horror movies of 2023. When Evil Lurks, let me see what the year was on this one that it came out. Because it's not even giving me a date right on the list. 2023. And 19% Rotten Tomatoes.
Nah, I didn't hear about any of those.
That's weird.
Rotten Tomatoes, they just go with the whole thing about, like, you know, ratings and all that stuff. Because I'm looking at their list, and they have Alien at number one, and Let the Right One In at number two, Aliens at number three, Jaws at number four, The Silence of the Lambs at number five, Get Out at six, Psycho at seven, One Cut of the Dead number eight, King Kong at number nine, and A Quiet Place at number 10. Like, some of King Kong's not a fucking horror movie, like, or scary movie.
Yeah, and
Quiet Place is not a. It's more Quiet Place is more suspenseful.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they're rating these, but on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah, that's the best horror list.
Oh, 2023.
Yeah, of 2023. Yeah, never. I see the one of the list that you saw of best 200 movies of all times.
Yeah.
I see that. I've never seen number two, Let the Right One In. No, what about the left one? You don't let the left nut in, or what? But yeah. But would you consider Jaws a horror movie?
No, it's just, I think it just fucks with your mind if you were like, I'm not going to the beach again because they're going to, the shark's going to eat me. Yeah, but yeah. I don't consider that. That's more of like suspense.
Right. Exactly. No. Exactly. And then Shaun of the Dead is not a horror movie. Yeah, it might have zombies in it, but it's a funny movie. Yeah, and what about What We Do in the Shadows?
That's more comedy.
Yeah, see, I think, and then that, the movie was weak. I'm surprised they went from the movie to TV, and the TV show was awesome.
Yeah, the TV show was great.
For them to make a movie first and then try to pitch the TV show, I'm surprised they were able to do it.
Yeah.
Because the movie was horrible.
Well, the three actors in the movie don't make me laugh as much as the actors in the show.
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you made a movie of it and it didn't really do well, but now you're going to pitch the show and it's like, well, we're going to pass on this. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't work in the movie. Why would it work on a TV show? But it did. It really did.
And number 20 is The Bride of Frankenstein, starring my namesake. and I always wonder, where in the hell did my grandparents get the
idea?
But
it's Karloff, it's not Skarloff.
Yeah, but come on, man. It's like, you know, like sometimes like Latinos, sometimes they'll put an S. You know, yeah, Latinos use S and R a lot in a lot of their language. You know,
I was just gonna ask you that, so because like, I know somebody named Scott, and their grandfather used to say Escort. And it's like, why are you putting...
So I'm thinking, my freaking grandparents probably went to go see The Bride of Frankenstein before my father was born, and they probably fucking liked that fucking name, and they named my father Skarloff, because, I like the name of Skarloff. Instead of Karloff, I like the name of Skarloff. And the next thing, you know what happens? Every man wants to name their first son after him. Right. So my fucking father gave me his name. So I'm thinking I'm named after fucking Frankenstein. Karloff. And that's why I started off the show with
Oh, that's funny.
So that makes Annette the Bride of Frankenstein.
Right.
Next year we should dress up like that, me and her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That would be funny. Her hair would be taller than you.
Like, damn, Junior, like, you're really into character with this. No, I'm fucking constipated, man. I need to take a shit.
Just the night before, eat a lot of cheese.
I do like cheese. Yeah, just like everyone's list is really different.
It's different. Yeah. Yeah, because I like, where's 1408 with John Cusack? Where's the Lost Boys? Where's the original Children of the Corn? Like, shit like that scared the shit out of me. But I guess it's the time, right? Because at the time, I bet you if I go back and watch Children of the Corn, it's probably not as scary as from all the stuff that people see nowadays because they're so desensitized.
Yeah, well, they have Nightmare on Elm Street as number 37. And that's freaking really freaked me out when I was little, dude.
Oh my God, I have a story for you for that one. So, okay. My sister, we were at her boyfriend's house. My sister was probably like 19, 20. And we slept over because we were swimming in his pool all day. So we slept over. Well, they had a two-story house. Lucky me, I get to sleep in the family room on the first floor by myself. No one else in the house. Everybody's upstairs, right? I fall asleep on the sofa. They left the TV on, and probably 3 o'clock in the morning, and I've never seen it. I think I was like 10. Nightmare on Elm Street comes on. And I'm like, what is this? And I can't find the fucking remote to change it, dude.
That's happened to me. That's happened. I forgot where was I. I was a kid, and I think I was at my friend's house, and all of us slept in the living room, even his parents, because they had like some long type of a couch, and the parents would just sleep on. All of us would fall asleep in the living room watching late night TV.
Yeah.
And then wasn't there a Nightmare Before Elm Street show? Wasn't there one time?
Yeah, at one time there was. It was really stupid.
Yeah, but I didn't like Freddy Krueger.
You know? Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the thing was, you know, like, it was left on that channel. It was late at night, and that show was on, but all of us are asleep. And I woke up, and I was scared shitless. I was doing the same thing. Where's the remote to this TV? Where's the remote to this TV? He's like, you know, and I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, what button do I push on the TV to turn it off and shit? Because I was, I didn't want to get close to the TV because it was on there and all.
Yeah.
The TV
that was on in the family room, it was like a big TV console, so there was no buttons on the front of the TV. You had to get the remote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would suck if you lost a remote.
I think there was buttons, but on top.
Okay.
It was kind of one of those old TVs that you pull up, and there was a stereo inside of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to open the top to get to the stereo, so it was probably in there. And yeah, I was scared shitless, dude. I had my blanket on top of me, and I had the pillow on top of my head so I wouldn't hear it, because it was at normal volume too. So I was like, great, I'm gonna die tonight.
Yeah, I think when I was living in New York, I think I was this is before my brother was born, and we were like, it was late at night. What I remember. And we were like jumping from movie to movie. You know, my mom, me, I don't know, but I think maybe my sister was there. We were younger. And we were jumping from movie to movie. And one movie I remember, I to this day don't know what the movie was called, but there was like a barking, like fucking devil dog and like werewolves.
A black one.
I don't remember. It was like this took place in the 70s. This movie must have been in the 70s because
it's not the Omen.
No, it's not the Omen. Because what year was the Omen?
Oh, hold on. Came across it.
And this I think was when I was in
1976.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was there a dog in there?
There was, because there's a dog where he's barking at the little boy, because the little boy is the devil.
Oh, it could have been that, but I remember like that fucking that shit scared the shit out of me. That. There came a time when we had like some type of a mutt, right? You know, I don't know what kind of a dog it was, but we had a mutt. Uh-huh. And I got totally freaked out that the dog started barking at me, and I was crying in the corner of the kitchen, like, stop, that he kept on just barking at me. And I was freaking thinking, like, I'm fucking living this fucking movie. And
shit.
Yeah, I was just like, that's why I'm never going to get a big-ass dog. I'll probably just get a small little poodle.
Right.
Because I could kick it. Because the dog that we had was a big black dog. We named it Blackie. I remember, we named it Blackie. And that fucking dog, fucking like, bro. And I think it was like, that dog was psychotic or something, because I think this was the dog that we all came home one day from, I forgot from where, and this was in New York, and this fucking dog tore up all the linoleum on the kitchen floor, tore it all up, got into my fucking action figures. And back then I had those action figures that had the magnets on the hands. That you could connect them together. I had Batman and Robin and Aquaman and Superman. If I would have still had those to this day, those are worth money. But that fucking dog tore into them and destroyed them, fucking pulled down our fucking curtains, went into my parents' like closet, I remember. And I think he tore the shit out of my father's boots. But my father used to, back in the day, used to wear. The dog went psychotic and just went on a fucking tear.
And yeah,
the dog deserved it, but he didn't deserve what my father did to it. My father beat the shit out of that fucking dog that you heard on, like, but
so
it's like,
so wait. So you think he did? Put that as a note. So you think he did?
That my father, like, beat the shit out of that dog?
Well, yeah, we'll say that for the show purposes. So you think he did? Okay, go on.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I last heard, but thinking that this dog fucking must have been something wrong with it, because out of nowhere, like I remember, he was barking at me. I was a little kid, and I was scared shitless. You know, I was, like, fucking terrified into the corner of the kitchen, because he kept on just, like, you know, like barking at me, like, rah, 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 rah. And I was like, holy shit. And then tore up the fucking kitchen floor, tore up all our, like valuables or our stuff. And
So did you get rid of it, or did you just keep it in the backyard?
We lived in an apartment. There was no backyard. I think we got rid of it. I don't know what happened. I was thinking, like, maybe I was maybe 5 or 4, what I remember, and we never saw it again either. Who knows what my father did?
He took it to the farm.
Who knows?
He took it to the farm. That's what he did with it.
Yeah, but I think that maybe the only reason why maybe that dog was like that, because I think my father was a piece of shit. In real life, my father was a piece of shit. Wasn't the greatest of fathers and all that. My father treated the dog like shit. I think he just snapped. It's just like the time when my cousin was living with us, I think over 2 years ago. Remember my cousin? She came to visit us.
Yeah.
And she brought a boxer with her. And the dog was a nice dog. I think the dog got attached to me because I was showing it so much love. And I was like, you know, like giving it good attention and petting it and taking it out for a walk. I mean, the dog, I don't know if you remember it, but it was a cool dog.
I remember it was a dog, but I don't remember the dog.
Yeah, it was a cool dog, but my cousin treated that dog like shit, because I get it. You're supposed to show the dog that you're the alpha and like they're beneath you and all that stuff. So they'll pay attention. But man, the way she did it, that when the dog got out of line, like, she would like fucking like hit it. One time she says, like, oh, next time, you know, I bite its ear. I'm like, why? What? Yeah, my cousin, like, you know, I mean, no disrespect, you know, it's like, but I get her point of view about, like, trying to let the dog know who's boss. And I was gonna keep it because she told me she didn't kind of want the dog because she was gonna start her life here and all that stuff, and she didn't know where to put it. And I was gonna take it. And I would always walk, like I said, walk it, treat it good, you know, like give it love, you know, because just wanted love and attention. And I think that when Michaela, my kid, came up to me, the dog became really possessive of me.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the dog really became really possessive of me. And it's almost like the dog was like, stay away from him. He's mine. He's my friend, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, and he barked at Michaela. And I think that's what made Annette not want to keep him. I get it. Because it's a bigger dog, and, you know, but I just think that dogs are only like that if they're gone through, like, trauma.
Right. You know? Yeah. Because somebody has messed with them already.
Yeah. I mean, and the way my cousin treated the dog, I wasn't cool with it. And the time when the dog jumped at Michaela and barked at her, my cousin took out the belt and she wanted Michaela
to hit it,
to show it. And I'm like, no, I'm not. That's not happening here. No, it's like, that's not happening. Yeah, it fucked up, but it must have been for a reason why. The like, anything that has a fucking brain, whatever goes through drama, I'm not trying to say I'm a psychologist or professional, but if you go through some shit, no matter what you are, human being or animal, you're gonna fucking snap. And I think maybe that's what happened. Like, you know, it's like this dog snapped, and I get why my cousin, you know, disciplined it that way. Everybody's different how they discipline their animals and shit. But I would never do that to an animal, man. I know. So it's like, that's why I would like to get a dog. I would love to go to the shelter and get, there's so many animals out there, poor dogs. You know, they're in there, but you don't know what they've been through. And you bring one home, and they shoot, they snap, and fuck. You don't know, they fucking tear up something in your house, and they might attack somebody. If you have a young kid, you know, they might attack the kid. And then what happens? The dog's put back in the system, and if it's not adopted, you put it to sleep, and it's sad.
Right. That's like, that's like that video of a guy's at the park sitting on a bench, and there's a dog on the side of the bench, and a person comes up and he goes, "Does your dog bite?" And he's like, "No." And then the guy bends over to touch the dog, and the fucking dog bites him. He goes, "I thought you said your dog doesn't bite." He goes, "That's not my dog." What the fuck?
Yeah, but like, you know, like, you know, veering off topic with the whole horror thing. Yeah, I like that movie. Forgot what it was called, but if you think it's The Omen, maybe I might remember if I see a scene. I don't know.
Yeah, because I think he's the kid's already like bloody, and the dog just wants to fucking tear into him already.
I don't know. Hey, you know, at number 153, there's a scary movie called Piggy.
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 What's the synopsis?
With the summer sun beating down on her rural Spanish town, Sarah hides away in her parents' butcher shop. And let me see. It's like, I have to click.
She falls in love with a pig.
I don't know exactly. What the fuck? Where did the synopsis go? Fuck.
And they make pig love.
I don't know, but it's a big girl. Okay, with a summer beating down on a rural Spanish town, Sarah hides away in her parents' butcher shop. A teenager whose excesses weigh the target of incessant bullying. He flees a clique of capricious girls who torment her at the town pool, only to stumble upon them being brutally kidnapped by a stranger.
I think I've seen that movie.
Who drives off? Okay. He's only to stumble upon them being brutally kidnapped by a stranger who drives off with them in his van. When the police begin asking questions, Sarah keeps quiet. Intrigued by the stranger, an interest that's mutual, he's torn between revealing the truth and protecting the man who saved her.
Oh, yeah. No. This is a new movie. This is a 2022 movie. No.
Is it?
There is a movie like that.
That 2022.
With, what's the name of the girl from Greece that's the whore?
Oh, fuck. I forgot her name.
Not Time Daly, is it?
Is it Time Daly? I think it's Time Daly. Let's see. What, she in a movie? She in a scary movie or something?
She's in a movie. Let me see if it's her. No, that's not her. There's a movie that when she's in school, everybody's making fun of her because she's overweight. And then I guess she loses the weight, and she goes Stalker Channing, and she goes after everybody.
What's that called?
And it's like a revenge movie.
It would have been after
Greece.
After Greece.
Yeah. But it was a fucking weird movie, dude. Like she killed everybody that made fun of her in the movie. And the name of the movie is this one? Girl Most Likely To.
Is that The Girl Most Likely To?
No, I don't think so. I thought it was called Piggy.
A homely young woman seeks revenge on men after plastic surgery makes her beautiful.
That's it.
That's it?
Is that the one?
That's what it says, you know.
Yeah,
it was in 1973.
Yeah, that's the one. Like, she kills everybody. She kills everybody. Yeah. Like, there's one dude, like, she brings him back to her place, and he goes to the she goes to the restroom first to turn the shower on, and I think she tells him, let's take a shower, and he goes in there, she locks the door, and starts stuffing towels under the door, and there's no windows in her restroom, okay. And she fucking drowns the dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't see her drowning him, but you know, you get the idea.
Yeah, you get the idea. Which is good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I see any images. No, there's no images of that scene. But,
yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well. Okay. Now let's do costumes.
Okay.
So, any costumes at the last party your wife went to that she said were funny? While we're talking about recent stuff
that were funny. Oh yeah, she told me, like, you know, and I think I spoke about this gentleman, you know, which I really don't care for. I mean, like, no disrespect, but like I said, just telling the truth, you know, I really don't plan on ever being friends with this guy. But she told me that him and his wife dressed up as Hugh Hefner and a Playboy bunny.
Oh gee, oh and my god.
And, like, you know, he's, you know, like, you know, it's like, like, really? And I was like, you know, I'm not saying nothing negative about his wife because I don't have nothing against her. But this guy, what she told me, is just like, really? It's like, you know, it's like, it's like he just looks, I don't know. It's like, I wish I could have been there to see it to give you more detail, but I wasn't there. I wasn't there because I was, you know, studying. I was doing the show on Friday with you. So I wasn't there. That's anything else that, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and their two friends, they did a couple's costume together. They were
Vikings.
I can't say if they were funny or was stupid or was great. I wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean.
And we're talking about Vikings, like on a boat, or the Minnesota Viking football team?
I hope that when they said we're gonna dress up as Vikings, that they dress up as Vikings from, you know, Norway, Norwegian, you know, the like with the boats and all that stuff, and not someone show up wearing a Minnesota Vikings football helmet and a Kirk Cousins jersey.
Right.
No, like I said, I didn't go to the party. I wasn't able to see, but you know, no. And I would have gone, but like, you know, like I got to study, got to give up, like, hangouts and all that stuff to, you know, get to the goal. Doing all this school shit. But I was thinking about going, but last minute, get to school, dude. Do your work. I was going to just get a fucking brown robe. I have a shaved head, and I have a fucking purple lightsaber. I'm Samuel Jackson from Star Wars. That was going to be my costume.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
All right. Did you have? Oh, what were you for Halloween 1 year? With Annette.
I sent you the picture, and you'll probably post it up, you know, along with the show. I was Dopey.
The
Seven Dwarves, and I had the big ass ears. And, hey, I thought the costume was pretty cool because my mother-in-law made it. She made the hat. She made the robe, and I went to a Halloween shop, and I found big ears, and I put it on. And my wife was Snow White, but I'm only gonna post my picture, and you have it, so you can post it.
But did you go to a Halloween costume? I mean, a Halloween party with that?
Yeah, the one we had we threw a Halloween party at my house in Buena Park.
Oh, okay. Did you have a contest, or you didn't put yourself in the contest because it was your house? Huh?
I don't remember. That was years ago. I think it was before my kid was born.
Oh, okay.
So it was over 10 years ago. I don't remember us having, you know. But, you know, it was an okay party. You know, this was a time when your ex was with her ex, and they came to the party.
Oh, my God. Where did they come as?
And he, I remember, he dressed up as a, 1930s type of like, you know, mobster. And she was like a, and what was the girls that like during those times?
A bitch.
But she was dressed as like a girl from that, like a flapper.
Oh my God. That must have been a big flapper.
She was a flapper. Yeah. And I was, what, was that the same? I wonder if that's the same Halloween that my brother dressed up as Popeye.
Oh my God. I saw that picture. We should get a hold of that picture.
Hey, my brother looked pretty good as Popeye. He had the little pipe, and his ex was dressed up as olive oil.
As olive oil, that's too funny. I think the best costume I ever did was Russell from Up, and I went to, I want to say from Thursday to Sunday, went to a Halloween party every day, and won every prize in each Halloween party that I went to.
When I saw that picture of you, I couldn't stop laughing because it's fucking perfect. It's fucking perfect. It's like, you have to post that. Because that's the only costume I have of myself, because I've never really dressed up for Halloween. So that's the only time, because we're throwing a Halloween party at the house. That's why I dressed up.
Yeah.
But that's the only one I have. But that's so fucking perfect on you, dude.
That's.
Would you do that next year?
No, you know what I want to dress up as? Bob's Big Boy. I got to do Bob's Big Boy. I'm going to do it because then at the end of the night, I can eat the hamburger I'm holding.
I think next year, hopefully, like, you know, because, you know, house is still in construction and all that stuff. But a year from now, like, you know, my house, you know, should be straight and everything perfect, you know. And I want to throw a Halloween party here because we have a humongous backyard.
Yeah,
I want to figure out what I would want to dress up as.
How about to dress up as the Blues Brothers?
You want to dress up as the Blues Brothers?
Yeah, why not?
You know, okay. How about this? How about South Park?
I don't know South Park. You want me to be who? Who do you want me to be in South Park?
You can be Cartman. And And maybe I could get my brother into dressing up as Kyle or Stan, and we could get another friend to dress up, and I could dress up as Kenny, and I'd just be like.
See, I've never seen that program.
You've never seen South Park.
I've never seen that program.
It's fucking so brutally fucking bad. It's fucking hilariously like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, you should watch it.
All right, but so that's my assignment. I'm gonna watch from episode 1 and see how far I can get.
Yeah, I think like later on in the season it gets even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Let's just say there's an episode where people take shit out of their mouth.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I forgot what episode it is. There's so many fucking seasons. But dude, try to watch whatever. I stopped watching it because I don't have but I want to get into it because I heard that they got some new ones like lately that are bringing they talk about like what's going on in the world and shit, you know. So you know what?
Yeah.
All the shit that's going on in the Middle East. Who knows? They might have something, you know. They might have something. Who knows? But yeah, watch South Park, dude. But yeah, but next year I want to try to like, you know, see about having a party here. But it's gonna be a party where, oh yeah, I would like for you to dress up in a costume and make it a really good one. But if you can't, no worries. Come and have fun. Your kids want to come around? Bring the kids. Most likely, they won't. But I'm not going to kick my daughter out. My daughter's going to be at this party because, you know, she's my kid. You know? Right. But yeah. Maybe we could get, like, you know, maybe plan out, like, maybe make it a cool Halloween party, you know? Like DJ. We got a year or two to plan it, you know? So we'll see what happens. You know? But yeah, we should have one.
Okay. All right. And I'll post up on Instagram. Once this episode goes up, they'll be already on Instagram showing the costumes.
Yeah.
Too funny, dude. Yeah. But like, I've even seen some on the internet. Like, a dude was dressed up as a bloody tampon. Or a fat guy is the Kool-Aid man and he painted the Kool-Aid's face on his stomach. That's fucking nuts, dude. And then, and a couple wore like they made like they had balls under their t-shirt. Like one the dude had a ball under his t-shirt, the wife had a ball, and then they made a bra together. So they came as a bra, but then you're walking around together in that bra. So I don't know how fun that was to be walking around together all the time.
But you know, like Halloween is a time of the year where it gives the okay for women to dress up
as whores.
Yeah, there you go. You said it.
It's true. Like tomorrow's Halloween.
Yeah.
You go on the news, they're going to show West Hollywood, and you'll see all these women that are scantily clad, dressed from their heels all the way to the top of their heads. But yeah.
Yeah.
Permission.
But also one thing too, ladies, and some gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
If you're of the...
I already know where you're going with
this. Proportion advance, you know, people.
Hyper dunk.
Yeah, there's no need, because I remember when I was at work, and there was this, when I was the last job I was at, there was this big ass girl, and she dressed all slutty, really short skirt, and like, you know, like with that, I can't believe, well, they told her to put something to cover herself up. She had to wear a lab coat.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, why are you fucking dressed like that? It's not... It's like, you know, if you're hot and, you know the ones that are hot, they take care of themselves and they dress up like... Then you look at them, you're like, damn. But then you get the one that are like, oh, it's Halloween. I'm going to dress up like, you know, show off the goods. There's too many goods to show off.
That's like... Don't come as a belly dancer so you can show all six of your bellies.
Yeah. You might like Star Wars and you might like Princess Leia, but you shouldn't come as Slave Leia if you don't look like Slave Leia.
No, if you don't look like Slave Leia, and you should be looking like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, it's like you show up as Jabba the Hutt wearing a Slave Leia bikini.
No. That's I got a story for that one. So in college, my buddy's like, dude, what are we gonna be for Halloween? Because we were in a fraternity, right? I'm like, dude, let's fucking be SWAT. We can dress up as SWAT. And he's like, you want to dress up as SWAT? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be fucking perfect, right? And he's like, dude, you really want to be SWAT? And I go, yeah, because I can get the stuff. I already have like my holster. I already have the boots. And he goes, yeah, but we're going to be SWAT. And he goes, yeah, that's perfect. And then he goes, come back to reality, Tony. You're fat. No one hires a fat SWAT. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's come at something different. I forgot about that.
I mean, like I said, you know, when we come to close to that time, I'll see about maybe trying to have one here. But
right.
Hopefully people show up, you know, because I guess, you know, we're not as popular as my other friend's house that everybody goes to there. I guess we're just boring, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, how sad. It's okay. If 12 people come, we'll make it the best 12 people party ever.
Yeah. But mine will be better.
But I think we should be the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers?
Yeah, that would be cool.
I have to see that movie.
It could be Dan Aykroyd.
I need to see that movie. I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never seen it fully.
I never seen it until Victoria, my daughter, that, by the way, happy birthday. She turned 21 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday to her.
She's the one like, Dad, you haven't seen that movie. You have to see it. It's my most favorite movie of all time. So I was like, all right, well, so I sat down with her to watch it. And yeah, it's pretty funny. It's kind of odd, but it's funny. It's kind of like, what's the other movie Belushi's in? Animal House?
Yeah.
Like that. It's like that. But just two dudes dressed in black. It's a good movie. It's dated. But yeah, I enjoyed it.
But what about like the people who wear the same costume year after year after year after year?
They're called thrifty.
Because my nephew, his favorite movie is Halloween. He loves Michael Myers. I think he did Michael. Huh?
Yeah, he wears every year.
Yeah, I think he's been Michael Myers for the past, I've been with the wife 17 years, maybe 16, 15 years. I don't know. I think he might have to work because, like, you know, he's working now, so he might have to. I don't know. I think that, did he go to a Halloween party? I haven't seen him. I'll talk to him, but yeah, it's like, you know, he's been Michael Myers for the past so many years in a row. It's almost like, that's one thing we could always count on, like, you know, my nephew being Michael Myers, because that's his favorite movie. Like, he loves Michael Myers. The t-shirts, he got a Funko oldie, Pop.
It's an oldie but goodies.
Yeah, I get it, you know. And like, he loves this time of year. Goes, him and my father-in-law, when my nephew has a day off from work in October, him and my father-in-law will watch horror movies on AMC or whatever channels has a Halloween marathon. They'll sit there watching horror movies all day.
Oh, okay.
And I can't, you know, I can't, like I said, some horror movies I'll sit down and watch. Because, like, as a grown-up, I know, okay, that's fake. You could tell what's going to happen. Oh, he's right behind the door. Okay, look, he's going to die first because he's black. So he's the guy who's going to die first in the movie. So you can just tell from these movies, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, okay, the stupid babysitter, she's going to get killed. So they watch that all freaking day. And it's almost, I can't, it's like, let's get Halloween out of the way. Let's look more towards Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, right. Okay, but, so I guess next month we're doing Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah, well, we got 2 months before Christmas, you know. We'll get into that. Shall we?
But no, but
holiday season.
Christmas movies for me has to be right at Thanksgiving. Like, there's my start off movies that I have to watch when Thanksgiving comes around. And I'm talking about Christmas Vacation, Scrooged, Elf,
yeah,
stuff like that. So I'll bring that list of my go-to movies to prepare yourself for Christmas.
So these movies that you start watching on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And I'll do those closer to Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that closer to the time. Well, you know what movie I saw over the weekend? I didn't get to the theater this week because there's nothing really out there that I want to see. I haven't seen the Scorsese movie yet. I want to go see that, but it's 3 hours long, so I'm kind of wait till it kind of dies out. So maybe me and the wife could be the only couple people in the theater. I don't want to crowd a theater, be in there 3 hours. But we saw Five Nights at Freddy's.
You took Michaela to see it?
No, we saw it here at home because it's on Peacock.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I just saw that.
She wanted to kind of see it because she's played the game before with my niece, my brother's daughter, Nevaeh.
Uh-huh.
So she was kind of telling us the background of it on this, and this is what happened, and this is, I'm like, okay. So we started watching it, okay? I don't see. People say that when they played the video game. Oh my God, I was playing the video game at nighttime one time, and oh, I got scared and all that stuff. And I was just like, okay. So I'm thinking, okay, it's a video game. That freaks you out. The movie's gonna freak me out even more because the movie,
right?
You know, yeah, no. Oh, it was entertaining. It was cool. It wasn't great. Would I see it again? Probably maybe next year to have put some like, you know, noise in the background, or maybe next year for the Halloween party. Since I got a humongous projector screen and I got a projector, maybe I'll be playing movies in the back, you know, in the background. Maybe that'd be something, you know, that no one's gonna really pay attention to, but there'll be like noise in the background. It's entertaining, it's all right, but it wasn't good.
Are these okay? The characters, are they like you walking into Chuck E. Cheese and they're those animatronic characters?
Yeah, that's what it is, you know. It's like Freddy Fazbear's it's called Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, like Chuck E. Cheese, you know, and it's the animatronics. And the whole, no one's gonna, if you go watch it, I'm not killing any story. You're probably gonna be like this movie sucked anyway. So even though I tell you I think, are you gonna watch it?
Probably not, dude.
Yeah, but what it is like this there's like a spirits of kids that were killed are inside the machine because they were killed by somebody, and then the guy plays, you know, security guard at night from 12 to 6 a.m. and it's what the game is based on. You're a security guard, and the game, when I saw the gameplay on YouTube, is like you're flicking back and forth through cameras, and then next you know you look at and you see like okay in the dining area, and you flick it to another camera, and you go back to the dining area, and there's one of the animatronics right there. They're moving, okay? And the whole point is to not waste power because you're only given like 100% of power, and you can't, every time you switch off from going to camera or closing the door or turning on the light or something, you're draining power. So you can't drain out the power before 6 a.m. when that's when your shit's off, when your shift is over. Or else the animatronics get to you, they attack you. I don't know, you're in a room, right?
You're in a security room?
In the first game, what I saw, you're in a security room, and the only thing you're doing with the mouse is clicking from camera one, camera two, camera three, like, you know, to find out exactly where these things are at, you know. And it's, I was just like, this is fucking boring. But then,
why don't you just lock the door to the security room and put on one of our episodes of Six to Midnight Lounge and call it a night?
There you go.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, but the movie wasn't that great. It was okay, but it wasn't great, you know. But it made $80 million over the weekend.
Wow, are you serious?
I think it's because the whole fascination, because whoever was a fan of the game who played it probably wanted to see it, and maybe that's what brought out the people to go watch it. And plus, Halloween movie, like kind of like suspense, scary type of movie during this time. It made $80 million. I guarantee you, next weekend, it makes less than 10.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I saw that.
Yeah, I'd rather see the Winnie the Pooh one, the horror movie.
Have you seen that one?
No, but I saw the previews for it, and it looks like, so stupid.
Yeah, it looks stupid. And there was another one that they made, and it's about the Grinch.
Really?
Yeah, they made one. I forgot what it's, you know, what it's.
You're talking about the porn of the Grinch.
Which one?
The porn of the Grinch.
No, not that one. Not that one. The Grinch horror movie. Let me see.
Because I know there's one of Banana Splits, too. That one's stupid. I saw that one.
It's called The Mean One.
The Mean? Where does it show where it's streaming on?
I just had it on here.
Because that one I would watch.
I don't know if it's streaming anywhere.
No. Maybe it's on YouTube. Usually if it's not, it doesn't show streaming, it'll be on YouTube.
Yeah, it doesn't show exactly where it is playing. But you want to know the synopsis to it?
What is it?
Okay, the mean one is a twin. Okay, let's see. In 2000, in the sleepy mountain town of Newville, not Whoville, young Cindy, you know who, not Cindy who, but Cindy, you know who, witnessed her mother murdered by the mean one, a bloodthirsty green-skinned creature dressed in red Santa suit. 20 years later, Cindy and her father returned to the town at the suggestion of Cindy's therapist, but when the ravenous monster soon begins to terrorize the town and threaten to ruin the holidays, Cindy finds a new purpose in stopping and killing the beast.
Too funny. I found it. It's on YouTube.
Oh, is that on YouTube?
If you type in the mean one full movie, it'll show it to you.
Really?
Yeah. It came out last year. That's funny. I've never even heard of that one.
I heard about it because they were talking about, because of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And they were talking about, like, yeah, I heard that they're making a Grinch movie. I'm like, no way. And they did. They made one.
That's too funny. The Winnie the Pooh one looks hilarious because it just looks like a big old animatronic doll.
Yeah, this mean one movie only made $612,000.
Well, it's an independent movie because it's playing in the background right now.
Okay.
And the production is, like, horrible.
That my nephew could probably do a better job.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
I was the other day. I was talking to my nephew because, you know, like he's planning to go to film school and all that stuff. I go, dude, you should make a horror movie. That's where a lot of great directors, they start off doing horror, because you could do some crazy shit. I said, you ought to make a freaking horror movie out of me, disgruntled after 23 years of working at a dental laboratory. I get revenge on everybody, and I do it all with dental.
You're biting. You bite them in the ass and infect them
with dentures. And hey, but they can't tell who's doing it because why?
Because you have a different denture.
Exactly. Denture plate. They can't match dental records or something like that.
And the funny thing is that when you bite into them, you engrave their name in the teeth, so that when you bite them, it's fucking their name on their ass. So stupid. Dude, there's also a Santa movie, Violent Night.
Oh, dude, that's a cool movie.
You like that movie? That was such a dumb movie. My kids rented it, and I was like, this is horrible.
The one with David Harbour?
Yes.
That's so fucking cool, dude. Santa just fucking chopping and bloody, and it's fucking cool, dude.
My Santa does not do that. My Santa eats cookies and drinks milk or hot cocoa. He doesn't hurt a fly.
Would that be considered putting that into a scary horror movie? Violent Night? It's violent. Yeah, there's a lot of blood.
It is. It's considered an action adventure, but yeah, that's not really a fucking horror movie.
I don't know about action adventure. There's a fucking violence and fucking blood in there and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what else I trip out on? Violence and blood? Cocaine Bear, dude.
Never seen it.
I've seen everywhere. I was like, yeah, this is going to stop. I'm not watching this shit. It was horrible.
Never seen it. Never catch my attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude. We've gone over an hour.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, why don't you give out the people your call sign?
I'm on Instagram at BigJune5000.
And I'm on Instagram at comic_Tony_Areola. You can also follow us on the 6 to Midnight Lounge Instagram page, also Facebook page. Or if you want to email the show at 6ML@gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing, if we suck, any show ideas, you want to come on the show. Any top 10 lists you want us to mention? Anything at all, give us a call. Anything else, Junior?
No, hopefully we'll put the show up tonight or tomorrow morning. Hopefully before Halloween starts, and whoever listens to it. And if you're gonna go out there, trick-or-treating or with your kids, or you're gonna party, just be safe out there.
Yeah, wear something reflective so the cars will see you and not get run over, get all smashed. Don't eat apples because they have razor blades in it. What else? Unwrap candy, throw it away.
We'll talk about that later on and during the week, but what to be aware of, when it comes out to candy, how right. They're fucking lacing it with fentanyl.
Right. And also, if the person at the door tells you, come on in, I have the candy in the back, don't go inside the house.
Oh, real quick, before we end it, this is a real quick memory. Long time ago, when I started to drive, I took my brother and his group of friends out trick-or-treating. We went to a neighborhood, and I was letting them, doing the trick-or-treating. Yeah. My brother and his friends walk up to this door, trick-or-treat. Fucking white guy comes out, and he goes, oh, wetbacks.
No, he did not.
He said, oh, wetbacks. And my fucking brother's friend, who was a little gangster kid, he was like, fuck you.
No way.
I think he said, I don't know. That's something I got to bring up and talk to my brother and see if he remembers that. But yeah, I remember that. He said, oh, wetbacks.
Did they say trick or treat or did they say trick or treat?
they said trick or treat, man. Come on. My brother growing up and his friends that have an accent, they're born here.
I don't know. You have an accent. Your brother might have an accent. I mean,
Hey, I don't have an accent, okay? Anyways.
All right. Well, be safe out there, everybody.
We'll see you.
All right. Take care. Bye.